Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Play Like a Girl podcast, one of the shows for SB Nation's Ohio State site, Land Grant Holy Land. We are two girls talking about sports because our opinion counts too. I'm your host, Meredith Hine, and while Kelsey is out this week, I'm thrilled to be joined by our new permanent co-host, Megan Hessline.
Hey Meredith, I'm so happy that I get to be a part of this podcast each week.
We are so thrilled to have you, but also never fear, Kelsey will be back with us next week. She will be sorry to miss today, though, because we are kicking off our long-awaited Olympics episode. So as you probably know, the opening ceremonies for the 2021 Tokyo Olympics are set for Friday. It's been a long time coming, as in more than a year since COVID first delayed what was meant to be the 2020 Olympic Games.
Yes, I'm so excited that the Olympics are finally back. I'm so happy they're finally happening. It looked like there might have been a last-minute cancellation, but it looks like they're a go. I've always loved watching them, especially the 2016 Olympics. You know, they're just so fun because they're not sports you usually get to watch. And one of my favorites is the gymnastics team. They're just unbelievable to watch. So that's who I'm looking out for this year.
It's incredible. And we have so many, I mean, Simone Biles, just going bananas this entire year.
Yeah.
Obviously poised and the favorite to win gold this year. And as you said, it's such a spectacle to be able to watch, a spectacle in a good way for the record. also because, you know, it's sort of this time where we don't have a ton of sports going on. The NBA Finals obviously wrapped up last night. We do have baseball going on, but it's sort of this dead period where we get to enjoy this international scene for a few weeks, which I just love.
Right. And obviously we never want to take sports for granted again with what happened this past year with COVID. So I'm just happy to have sports at any time, no matter what sport it is.
Even while curling is not a summer Olympic sport, but that is my token example.
Right.
So there is so much to unpack when it comes to the Olympics, and we certainly can't cover everything, but we are going to kick off with the opening ceremonies themselves. Team USA announced on Wednesday morning that basketball great Sue Bird and baseball player slash speed skater of all things, Eddie Alvarez, would be flag bearers for the U.S. at the ceremonies. Megan, what are your thoughts on these choices?
So when I saw Sue Bird was named a flag bearer, I thought that was a no-brainer. She's one of the best, if not the best, women's basketball players of all time. So she's a great choice to represent America. But when I saw Eddie Alvarez, I'm not going to lie, I've never heard of him. I'm a baseball fan, and I've still never heard of him because he's mostly played in the minor leagues this season. But I saw he's also an Olympic medalist speed skater. So now I'm thoroughly impressed, and I'm glad that we chose him to represent us at the opening ceremony.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And just to reiterate on Sue Bird, she's going for her fifth Olympic gold medal. And if she wins it, she and her teammate Diana Taurasi will be the most decorated basketball players in Olympic history, which is something to behold. Additionally, saw this about Eddie Alvarez. Yes, he is a speed skater. Yes, that is bananas. If he medals in baseball this year, he will be just the third American to medal in both a summer and winter Olympic sport. So how about that?
It just sounds like this guy's an all-around athlete. And I saw he's a first-generation Cuban-American. So we just love the representation that we're getting for Cuba as well. Like, I'm just impressed with this guy. And I just heard of him, like, today.
I know. Just The American dream all around. And I saw, and we'll link to the story in the show notes, but there was a Time article about the announcement of Sue Bird and Eddie Alvarez being named flag bearers. And it talked about the journey of Sue Bird and how when she was going to college, there was no WNBA back in 1997. And so the Olympics were really her highest like career pinnacle that she could conceivably hope for. So for her to have the career that she's had, for her to be living out this Olympic dream now five times, just cannot say enough. So excited once again for Sue Bird and Eddie Alvarez. But though the opening ceremonies are not yet upon us, the Olympics have already begun in earnest. And in surprising fashion, I think, from what many of us were expecting. So on that note, Megan, what happened with the U.S. women's national team?
Yeah, so last night, they actually lost 3-0 to Sweden in their opening match. And that was just a shock to everyone. You know, they were on a 44-match unbeaten streak, which dated back to 2019. But they definitely have some history with Sweden because in the last Olympics in Rio, Sweden beat us in the quarterfinals, which denied us a chance at earning a medal. And also, earlier this year, they almost beat our undefeated streak by ending up in a draw in a match in April. So, while the streak kept going, it actually snapped last night, which we still have a chance at the medal, so it's okay. We still have two more matches coming up, but still, just a shocking way to start off the Olympics.
For sure. We do have New Zealand coming up next, which would seem to be a better matchup for the U.S. And hopefully one which will go better. And to your point, still allow the U.S. to medal. On a much brighter note, Team USA softball had a much better start to the games. They beat out Italy 2-0 in the opening round, and the squad faces Canada Wednesday night, which is after we are recording, but is favored in that matchup as well. But softball is a little bit bigger of a story than this.
Yeah, so baseball and softball are actually returning to the Olympics for the first time since 2008. And the softball team is looking to reclaim the gold medal after they lost to Japan in the last Olympic Games and earned a silver medal. So definitely excited to have them back in the Olympics. And there's a few players that I want to spotlight. So we got some old gals on the squad with 38-year-old Kat Osterman and 35-year-old Monica Abbott. They're the anchors of the pitching staff. And Kat Osterman pitched 6 scoreless innings yesterday. So great start by her. And then Rachel Garcia, Bubble Nichols, and Deja Molapola just finished their collegiate seasons. So right out of college, they're right into the Olympics. So definitely some players to watch in the Olympics, young and veterans. So I'm excited to see how they shape up and hopefully they reclaim that gold medal.
Yeah. And Kat Osterman and Monica Abbott, I believe, were a part of that 2008 Olympic team that got silver in against Japan.
They said that they're going to retire after that match, but here they are. However many years later, over a decade later, still doing great things. So it's just awesome to see how well they're doing.
It is just incredible, and really speaks to how great the Olympics are. We have these veteran players from literally more than a decade ago and these brand new players who, like you said, just graduated so recently or just finished their collegiate seasons, not even graduated. We certainly have no shortage of more great stories like these to draw from, but we do have a local spin coming up after our break, so stay with us. Welcome back. One of the best parts of the Olympic Games and the thing that really gets my waterworks going is just how many athletes have the chance to fulfill their lifelong dreams and compete for their country on an international stage. And when we think about, you know, local in terms of where Megan and I grew up, this year we have a record 26 athletes from Ohio State competing in the Tokyo Games. Megan, you wrote about this back in June. What Buckeyes are you most excited about seeing in the Games this year?
There's two specifically that I'm on the lookout for. First is Adelaide Aquila. She is the shot putter from Ohio State, as you said. And her story is just incredible. She walked on at Ohio State. She didn't even get a scholarship. She's a walk-on. And then she won the NCAA Outdoor National Championship in shot put after winning the indoor title earlier this year. Like, she just has so many awards racked up this past year, and now she's an Olympian. So from going from a walk-on to an Olympian, that's pretty incredible. And then also, I feel like an obvious one is Kyle Snyder. He's just the greatest wrestler in Ohio State history, one of the greatest in collegiate history. And he did well at the last Olympic Games while he was still in college. So I'm excited to see how he does now, a bit older. Yeah, I'm still in incredible shape, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm excited to see both of them and see if they can earn a gold medal for America and for Ohio State in this year's games.
I had no idea that Adelaide was a walk-on. That's incredible.
Yeah, her story is just amazing. So inspiring.
Absolutely. Some other big names that you probably know, Alec Yoder of men's gymnastics is also competing in the Olympics this year. We have Ruby Ramadi, who is competing with synchronized swimming. A couple of folks from air pistol, several members of track and field, including Anavia Battle, who qualified in the 200 meter dash. So really just an incredible group of folks competing not only for Team USA, but also for several international squads in their home countries. So wishing all current, former, and future Buckeyes good luck in the Olympics this year. That is all we have for today. Before we wrap up the show, Megan, shall we do our shout outs?
Yeah, so I'm going to give a shout out to the women today. First, I want to shout out Malika Andrews. She did a phenomenal job of covering this past NBA season and the one before that. Just, she was in the bubble covering the whole thing. And then this year, she's covered all the best teams. She's done an amazing job. She was on the floor interviewing Giannis yesterday after the Bucks won. So just a great job by her. And also, I want to give a shout out to the first all-female MLB broadcast who commentated the Orioles and Rays game. They did a phenomenal job, and they're total trailblazers in this industry. So I'm super proud of what they've done, and hopefully it is normal in the next few years to come to see all females. But just great work by those girls.
Yay! Yes, I saw this story, and it is just incredible. So exciting to see that broadcast. And I feel like we've been hearing over the last couple of years these stories popping up about like the radio broadcast being all female or something like that. But this is truly historic and very exciting. So I'm going to shout out, just, you know, breaking from the Olympics a little bit, we'll call out Giannis and the Bucks. Congrats on getting the second NBA title in franchise history. It was a very exciting game, obviously feeling for Chris Paul a little bit today. But, you know, thrilled for what the Bucks were able to do this year and the fashion in which they were able to win at home in game six.
Yeah, I do feel bad for Chris Paul, because that might have been his last chance at getting a ring. But at the same time, Giannis is such a feel-good story. You know, his story from growing up in Greece and everything that he's gone through to try and work his way to where he got today. It's just, either way, couldn't go wrong. But good for the Bucks. Good for Giannis.
Yeah. And we got the nice mom shout-out from Giannis as well, which was really sweet. All right, that's all we have for today. As a reminder, you can follow Kelsey on Twitter at @ktrain_11, Megan at @MeganHusline, me at @MeredithHine, and the site at @LandGrant33. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening to Play Like a Girl, and as always, go Bucks.